Researchers from Georgia Tech, the University of Georgia, the CDC, and Emory University will make up the research consortium. This may sound unusual, but imagine using mathematics to study malaria. Mary Galinsky is a professor of medicine and infectious diseases at Emory.
It's not just studying the biology, but actually bringing in mathematics to try to predict the best experiments and how to refine experiments along the way. And that's the big benefit of working with Georgia Tech and also some investigators at UGA.
Malaria is transmitted by a specific female mosquito. From there, a blood-borne parasite can develop in the liver. The NIH award will allow researchers to specifically focus on what's called a systems biology project. In other words, says Professor Galinsky,
it means that you're trying to understand the whole system of malaria, how things function from the parasite called Plasmodium, coming from the mosquito into humans, and then what happens?
Malaria is widespread in 100 countries, most in Africa and Asia. In many cases, it is preventable and curable, but for developing countries, fighting the deadly affliction is costly. Rose Scott, WABE News.